The scripture tonight is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. I will read it for you. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
I am very interested in him, and I like history. I don't watch any other show, but I like to watch or read a historical event or, you know, drama or show based on historical facts, which is true. Nowadays, I couldn't find such, you know, shows. Recently, I watched Shin Sa-im-dang. You know, it's currently in progress. It's airing right now. That's the lady and person that I have liked and respected since I was elementary school student. When I was a kid, my father told me about heroes or big figures in history in this country. And I'm so grateful for the fact that, you know, Father God taught me and explained about those figures when I was an elementary school student. The person, Shin Sa-im-dang, you know, my father told me about her, and I kind of respected her. She is so goodness. And after I met God and knew the truth, and I wondered, you know, even though fleshly people who do not know about the truth could become like that. You know, she is very close to man of whole spirit or the whole spirit itself. I cannot call her, you know, man of whole spirit perfectly, but I would better call, you know, she is a man of spirit because she didn't know the truth and she was not cultivated well. So I would better say she was a man of, you know, whole spirit. But when you go to New Jerusalem, and you can find her in New Jerusalem, you know, she's the one who could have been the man of whole spirit, but she didn't know the truth because she lived in a place where there was no gospel. So she got no evil at all. So she wasn't armed with the truth, but through prophets, you know, she could learn, you know, truth. And among such people, you know, there are people who can come into New Jerusalem. You know, she's one example. So when you go to New Jerusalem, you can find her. While I was watching it, I was so impressed and touched. Even though among men of, you know, flesh, you know, how could she become a man of spirit or whole spirit? She got no evil without knowing the truth. She's just goodness itself. So I was so touched. I was, you know, kind of impressed when I was a kid, but later on, I figured in her face is on the face of our Korean bill, the 50,000 won, which is the biggest bill in this country. Her face is on that bill, on that note. And that's the next one is 10,000, right? And there is King Sejong. I mentioned him whenever I talked about the man of goodness. And then his face is on that note too. And then there are faces in the 5001, but I'll tell you about them later. So those who came into spirit, and those who are of goodness, you know, how could they know that, you know, they are worthy to be printed on our notes? I was so pleased with that. And I told you about, you know, in the Romans of three kingdoms, right? And I mentioned about, you know, a hero, Admiral Lee Sun-shin. You might see them in the third heavenly kingdom or the second heavenly kingdom. Mostly, third heavenly kingdom or New Jerusalem. So while I was watching it, I was so impressed, and then I shed tears a lot. And I cannot stop, you know, shedding tears whenever I see such, you know, man of goodness. I would like to, you know, personally ask you to watch the show. I'm not sure whether we call it drama or historical drama. But you may wonder how good she is. She dealt with her husband out of her goodness. She dealt with her children out of her goodness. And she dealt with kings and other politicians. But everything that she did was an act of goodness. Even though she was living a poor life, she didn't, and jealous of others, she rather helped the poor people. Even though she herself was poor, and, you know, her husband could not, you know, support her family, she helped the poor in happiness. Later on, she was able to appointed as a lady who could draw the face of a king. Back then, you know, there were so many people, envy and jealousy, and it was impossible to be selected as one of those painters as a woman, but she was selected, who could, you know, paint the face of a king. I'm not sure whether she finished it. And Shim Sa-indang was the most famous female painter, and her paintings are so, worth of like millions of dollars. And then I believe you can learn many things if you watch them. You know, since she was a man of a goodness, you know, Father God helped her. You know, if you are good, goodness belongs to God and Father God protects you. So everything will go prosperous as you overcome them all, and you will eventually win victory. And then you can, later on, you know, her husband, you know, had the affair, but, you know, his wife, you know, changed him out of her goodness, and her children grew up well. You know, a great scholar, E.E., I think he is the second son to her. So I believe you know this history. So if you can watch it, then you can learn, this is goodness. This we call the goodness. You cannot find evil in her, in her action, in her words, whatsoever, you know. You can find only goodness in her, because she is of goodness. So whatever she spoke, whatever she did, was of goodness. So that's why she was ready to come into Holy Spirit. If she had known the truth, then she could have become the lady who could have been very close to God. So I believe, you know, she received that kind of education when she went to heaven. So I don't introduce those things, but you know, I told you about, you know, the Romance of Three Kingdoms, because you have to know about and learn about Cho Jae-ryong, the general, and King Sejong, and then in the Shim Sa-im-dang is the same. So if you watch them, I believe, you know, so many of you, you know, watch them. Because this week there were a conference with the pastors, and so many members already heard it and then started to watch, and they talked about that drama. It's, you know, the quicker you watch it, the better. Those who are close to spirit, it will help you. And those who don't stand on the rock, then when compared, you know, you are so evil, you will learn it. You will understand it. You got so much evil, even though you thought, you know, you are good. Why don't I stand on the rock yet? While watching it, you will realize how evil you are. You acted in evil. You spoke in evil. That's why you don't stand on the rock. You will learn it. So you can quickly stand on the rock and come into spirit. That's what I hope. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 11,000 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in the local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service via internet and GCN viewers. This week has been the Passion Week. Jesus was crucified on the cross on Friday. He shed His precious blood and died to redeem mankind from all sins. This church has the Friday all-night service to commemorate such a sacrifice of Jesus. Especially in the second part of this service, there will be a musical performance to remember the sacrifice and the resurrection of the Lord. So after the first half, don't go home. Stay and attend the second part. Especially, I mean, I give thanks to all those, you know, who have prepared for the musical. The title of this message is The Tears of the Lord. People shed tears when they feel sad. They also shed tears when they feel very happy. While watching, you know, Shim Sa-im-dang, I shed tears a lot. All the time. Whenever I watch it, I was pleased to see such a man. And when she was suffering, I shed tears. Such a woman of goodness suffered. But eventually, everything would be worked for the good. Everything will turn into blessing. Those evil people and wicked people will go to the way of destruction. The man of goodness seemed to suffer, but, you know, since, you know, she rejoiced and gave thanks all the time, the end will be the blessing, her end. They also shed tears when they feel very happy. Our Jesus shed many tears because of overflowing love in His heart. It was the love for souls and for God the Father. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may understand the meaning of the tears of the Lord and feel His rich love dissolved in His tears. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let me begin with a part of the confession our Lord made. My tears are the expression of my heart for souls, for the Father, and for His providence. Though I shed many tears, none of them were in vain. Each and every drop of my tears carry my love for souls and the glory of the Father. Since I came down to this earth, I have spent the days accomplishing the providence of the Father. Each day and every day I sought the glory of the Father. I devoted myself for the change and salvation of souls. The tears from the depths of my heart, the tears that are valued beyond price. I hoped the grace might come upon the souls and that the glory of the Father could be revealed. My tears are love for those, and my heart for them. My tears, my love for the Father, and my tears are for the glory of the Father. I wish many of souls may remember these souls and reach salvation. I wish they may accomplish the providence and heart of the Father, do everything the Father desires according to His will, and be in the glory of the Father. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord desires you to understand the value of His tears and come out as true children that God the Father desires. Tonight, I'll tell you the three meanings of the tears our Lord shed. First, they are the tears for salvation of souls. Jesus came to this earth to become the Savior. Though He was one with God the Father, Jesus left His glory behind and put on the physical body. He came down for souls who might be subject to eternal punishment of death due to their sins. He came down to lead them to beautiful heaven, not to the horror of hell. He preached about heaven nobody had introduced before. Jesus could do so because He is the Son of God and because He came from heaven. He didn't only preach the messages, but also confirmed these messages by showing signs and wonders. In other words, signs and wonders were the methods to introduce heaven, Father God, and the Savior. For these reasons, our Lord manifested signs and wonders. Human beings do not believe without seeing, so that, to help them believe by seeing, there are signs and wonders. But though there are wicked people who don't believe, even though they see things with their eyes, they are so evil that they didn't believe. So even Lazarus came back to life after 4 days since he had died. There are scribes and priests who witnessed it, but they didn't believe. They rather came up with this evil scheme to kill Jesus. In the days of Jesus, it was like that. But what about today? It is even worse. Terribly worse. There are so many people who try to kill, destroy, harm with evil schemes. If Father God had not been with me, I could have survived. I couldn't. But Father God is with me and protects me with His blazing eyes through heavenly hosts and angels. Since He does so, since I manifest the great signs and wonders, nobody dare to come near me to destroy me. But there are people who interfere. However, Father God never let them do so. Father God has protected us. Even though I conducted many overseas crusades, there wasn't one single accident. And then Father God has protected me like that. He didn't only preach the messages, but He also confirmed His messages by showing signs and wonders. What I'm saying is true. He proved it through signs and wonders. He did it so the souls could realize Jesus is the Son of God and the Christ, if they had even the least bit of goodness in their hearts. But many souls didn't believe this Jesus. They rather showed enmity toward him. They even considered him crazy. The relatives of Jesus didn't believe Jesus. They rather believed the rumors of people and they tried to stop Jesus. Sadducees and Pharisees condemned Jesus when Jesus healed the sick people on the Sabbath day. When Jesus cast out a demon from a demon-possessed man, they mocked Jesus and said he did it only by Beelzebul. Oh, I remember that. I heard many testimonies. This week? Sunday? Was it an Alzheimer? A Parkinson's? From time to time, you know, she leaves her home. She left last Sunday. And her family requested prayer. And after receiving my prayer right away, and it's hard to find her when she leaves. But after receiving a prayer, right after receiving my prayer, right after I prayed, she came back home. They found her. She was sitting on a hall. And they found her. And I have another testimony. There was a person who he must have been found. But after receiving my prayer, he was spotted. The people could not find him. He was in a dangerous situation. But after receiving my prayer, they spotted him. They found him. It was so quick. It was quick in the past too, but right after my prayer, they found him quick. Jesus put on the same form of the souls who only to save sinners, but people didn't recognize Jesus. When people gathered around Jesus to listen to the heavenly gospel that Jesus preached, lawyers and scribes watched him with the eyes of jealousy. They watched Jesus find grounds to accuse him of violating the law. When more people followed Jesus as he manifested great signs and wonders, Pharisees and high priests conspired to get rid of Jesus. Jesus himself saw, heard, and felt the heart of these evil people. And he prayed to the Father in tears. He wished that not only those who followed and accepted him could reach salvation, but also those who rejected, judged, and condemned him. The tears of Jesus were the heart of Jesus, who wanted the salvation of souls. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the tears of the Lord are, secondly, the tears for the change of souls. In the days of Jesus, many people couldn't understand the spiritual message as they were blinded by fleshly thoughts. When Jesus said, "I am the bread that came down out of heaven," as in John chapter 6, among those who followed Jesus, grumbled and said, "This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it and understand?" And many of them left Jesus. Even some disciples left him. Jesus didn't criticize those who were leaving, nor did he consider them foolish. He didn't curse them either. He said, "No one can come unto the Father except through me." And he felt sorry for those who left. There were also many people who couldn't understand the providence of God the Father because of their self-righteousness and frameworks. Instead of rebuking their obstinacy, Jesus helped them understand it by using figures of speech. In Matthew chapter 15, while watching Jesus' every move, when Pharisees and scribes found something Jesus did not fit to their self-righteous frameworks, they argued with Jesus. They said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 2, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." Then Jesus helped them understand their tradition of elders, which they considered right, was actually against the will of God. He taught them how wrong their traditions of the elders was. He didn't say to them, "The tradition of elders you keep is wrong." He just gave them an example so that they could figure it out themselves. And after I started this church, there were so many people who kept the tradition of elders. And they tried to find ground for ground of accusation. And when they saw, dances on the altar, and they said it was an act of exorcism, and something wrong with them. And they thought that they are Mormon church, come up with the lies. One college student testified to her healing of, polio. And, they even investigated on her. They didn't believe. Even though they saw things, they didn't believe. They thought it was a trick. Such things took place. But nowadays, they see such great signs and wonders. So it's rare to find such people who don't believe. But you may find such people from time to time. They say, it's all lie. It's not true. They have seen them. They were the people who were healed. There are so many people even other countries who testify to their healings. Power belongs only to God. Well, the power Father can give it to anyone who is worthy. And I accomplished world mission with that. He just gave them an example. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verses 4 to 6, where God said, "Honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God, he is not honoring his father or mother. And by this, you invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition." The law of Moses that God himself gave dictates people should honor their parents. But the tradition of the elders taught people that if whatever it was that might have benefited their parents had been given to God, then they wouldn't need to give it to their parents. It was distorting the will of God who says, honor your parents. Jesus explained that the tradition of the elders, which they regarded as a standard by which to test, was different from the will of God. He let them understand that the fact that they called it wrong to eat with unwashed hands according to the tradition of elders was wrong. If you want to try to discern by the truth, whether it is evil or good, either it is good or evil, okay? And whatever you speak, whatever you hear, is good or evil. Or your act is good or evil. If you can discern, it's easy to discern, right? Whatever you thought is good or evil. Whatever your action is good or evil. It's quite easy to discern, right? Sometimes it's hard, but in most cases, it's quite easy to discern. So if it is not of goodness, then you shouldn't listen, you shouldn't see, you shouldn't speak. If it's of goodness, then you just say amen and obey, right? But even though it belongs to goodness, you may wonder how much it's goodness, how you dictate. I mean, if you watch Shim Sa-imdang drama, then you may wonder whatever you thought was evil was actually good or vice versa. So you should be able to discern. Without discerning, sometimes you argue. Sometimes you suffer from that. So you have to surely discern it. Your heart should be goodness itself. Then whatever you speak is goodness. Whatever you do is goodness. Whatever you see is goodness. Everything is goodness. If your heart itself is of goodness, then you are 100% guided by the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, He let them understand that the fact they called it wrong to eat with unwashed hands according to the tradition of elders was wrong. Furthermore, Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 11, it's not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man. It's not what enters into the mouth defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth defiles the man. Things proceed out of the mouth could come out of, you know, evil in your heart, right? Pharisee had the meaning of set apart, separated. It originated from those who strictly lived by the law in order not to be stained by the secular world. Scribes were those who hand-copied Pentateuch and various Old Testaments. In the beginning, they also treated the Word of God very preciously. As time went by, however, they used man's thoughts, and they were gradually derailed from the will of God. During Jesus' public ministry, He preached with various examples and figures of speech so that Pharisees and scribes could also understand the good will of God. In Matthew chapter 12, Pharisees tried to accuse Jesus of healing sick people on the Sabbath day. Matthew 12:10 says, "And a man was there whose hand was withered, and they questioned Jesus, asking, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?' so that they might accuse him." You know, Sabbath should be kept holy, right? You know, those in the Pharisees, they had their own tradition of elders. If it is against the tradition, you know, they said they called it wrong. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? No, they asked Jesus. Jesus replied with an example that everyone could understand. He said to them in Matthew 12, verses 11 and 12, "What man is there among you who has a sheep? And if he falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will he not take hold of it and lift it out?" Let's say you have a sheep and it falls into a pit on Sabbath day. Would you not rescue it? You surely rescue it, right? Will be not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep? So then, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. It is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day. But those in the Pharisees said, you know, you just violated the Sabbath day. If you go to Israel, you know, we have pastors from Israel. When I went there in 1989 for a pilgrimage trip, you know, there was such a strong, you know, tradition. I was eating seaweed in a hotel, and people came to me, and they asked me, where'd you get it? Was it from the sea? It's from the sea. And how do you eat this? Is it edible? It is against our law, they said. Whether it could from a detestable animal, that they investigated it, and it was from seaweed. Otherwise, you know, we could have been expelled from the hotel. And back then, it was like that. And there was, you know, the wall of in the trail, wailing. And they said, you know, talking on the phone is a work. They don't even drive because driving itself is a work. You know, there were people who were stoned because of, you know, driving on Sabbath day. I'm not sure whether it is. It's still today. Still today? They don't understand the keeping the Sabbath day. He said to them in Matthew 12, 11 and 12, what man is there among you who has a sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will he not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep? So then it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. And then Jesus healed the man whose hand was withered. Man is more valuable than sheep. So, man is more honorable than sheep, right? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. All you have to do is just see whether it is good or evil. And then Jesus healed the man whose hand was withered. As you can see, Jesus cared about Pharisees and scribes who had such a strong self-righteousness and frameworks so that, you know, they could also change. In addition, Jesus prayed with love for his disciples who were with him all the time. Jesus thought of his disciples who would be left after his crucifixion, and he wished that they might manage their duties well and live together with him in heaven forever. He thought of each and every one of them and prayed to the Father to take care of them. One loves me, but lacks in understanding. Another has a fragile heart and has many tears. Another has weak faith and has many thoughts. Another has an upright heart which can be easily broken. Upright heart is not always good, so you should be meek and gentle because of this. Shim Sa-yeon-dang, you can see how humble and gentle and meek she was, and made even the evil people change. But, you know, though there were so evil people who didn't even try, who didn't even care. Another has an upright heart which can be easily broken. There is another who, in her love for me, who is her love for me, will live her life in tears. Father, give strength to the weak disciples. I know you will lead them, and I know about the grace that will come upon them. After I'm gone, Father, please hold them. The prayer of tears that Jesus made for his disciples worked as great strength of love to his disciples. Romans 8, verses 35 to 37 says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? or tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. All the disciples of the Lord, including Matthias, who replaced Judas Iscariot, were honored to have names imprinted on the 12 foundation stones of New Jerusalem. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the tears of the Lord are, thirdly, the tears for the glory of God. For the glory of God. When Jesus put on the flesh and came down to this earth, people didn't see God, but became the slaves to enemy devil and Satan. Although God the Father is the only one who is worthy to be praised by people, they worshipped meaningless idols. Yet, Jesus lived the life of glorifying only God the Father. By showing the omnipotence of God the Father, Jesus lifted the name of God on high. When Jesus was told that Lazarus was sick, as recorded in John chapter 11, he said in verse 4, "This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it." Eventually, Jesus revived Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. Thanks to this work, the glory of God was greatly revealed, and many people started to believe in Jesus. Moreover, back then, people believed him. Later on, they changed their mind, and they asked to crucify Jesus. Moreover, he allowed the mute to speak, the lame to walk, and he restored the crippled. He let the blind see, cast out demons, and cleansed the lepers. I myself also have done it numerous times. But there are people still who don't have faith yet. Whenever I see them, I feel sorry for them. The reason Jesus showed these signs was that he wanted people to give glory to God. He wanted the people to believe that God is a great, that there is nothing impossible for him, and that God is the only true God, so that people could worship and praise only God. It's the same reason that God gives us answers when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. In John 14:13, Jesus said, "Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." May 3rd, the day of Feast of Spirit. I think only 2 weeks left, I guess. Soon you will watch it in Mami Magazine, or you can participate yourself. How Father God works in great detail. Even though, I mean, starting from January until today, it's been under construction, but it has never rained. Even when it rained only at night. So the trees that were planted and the lawns could grow up better. During the day, it didn't rain. So we didn't skip a day. Other than that, the day was so cool. And this year, the flowers would bloom early. That's what the news said. But Father God adjusted the weather and the flowers. So at night, nowadays, even the temperature went up to 20, over 20 during the day, but the temperature dropped down to 1 or 2 in Celsius at night. So that the flowers would not bloom. They just stay. So Father God adjusted, has adjusted temperature like that. So that, you know, those flowers would bloom in full. So many different kinds of flowers will bloom. Tulips, you know, Father God, you know, forced them to grow very slowly. And along with other, you know, flowers, I just saw even a little bit of, you know, petals. But in the days of, in the Feast of Spirits, that they will be in full bloom. The Father God has worked like that. So all the flowers are the same. And cherry blossom, you will see them when you come. How beautiful they are. What a beautiful color they have. When you come, until in May, the cherry blossom will be in full bloom. So all those different kinds of flowers. And then the flowers from Israel are also there. Father God has taken care of them in great detail. You know, those flowers would, you know, bloom, and then they will go. So, but Father God worked so that, you know, they could remain. So they will be in full bloom when the Feast of Spirit begins. He let it rain only at night, but not during the day. So those flowers are intact, and they haven't fallen down. Jesus' suffering on the cross was also for the glory of Father God. Only when Jesus became the atoning sacrifice of sinners could countless souls be forgiven and become the children of God. As Jesus died, he thought of how pleased God the Father would be when he gained countless children. That's why tonight's scripture says, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Such a heart of Jesus was well recorded in Jesus' prayer that he gave to the Father on the day he was arrested. Jesus prayed in John 17, verse 4 and 5, I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. As you can see, Jesus lived his life only for the glory of the Father, and he died for the glory of the Father. Though he shed many tears while living on this earth, the fruit of his tears is so great. So many children of God have been born, and God has been and will be glorified through them forever and ever. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let me conclude this message. Tonight, I told you about three meanings of the tears of the Lord. They were the tears for the salvation of souls, for the change of souls, and for the glory of God the Father. The precious blood the Lord shed contains the power to redeem mankind from their sins all at once. The tears that the Lord shed were the tears of love and evidence of his sacrifice for souls. Psalm 126 verses 5 and 6 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. I said, you are the fruit that was born after the Lord sowed in tears. May you glorify God the Father by becoming all the more solid and beautiful fruit. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you. our prayer for the sick. I would like to tell you something, those who receive my prayer. The prayer for the sick, if you have faith, I mean, you should receive it all the time. I received it before, I'm not sick. Well, you shouldn't do so. You shouldn't say so. You have no idea when you will get sick. You have no idea what kind of diseases will come to you. Even a healthy man can be sick by any time. There are so many different kinds of sin, the diseases and germs, and you have no idea what kind of disease you may encounter. So if you receive this prayer by faith all the time, the Father God will protect you so that you will be healthy. Not a single disease will come to you. But if you regard it nothing because you are healthy, well, if you are arrogant, you have no idea when you will face a disease. So by faith, receive this prayer, then you will be healthy. Since you receive it by faith, and every intestine's organs will be healthy from head to toe. So how good it is to be healthy without diseases and disasters. Don't regard it trivial. Okay? Then you may face accident or disasters. So I hope there is none like that. I hope you will be protected all the time and live for the glory of Father God. I'll pray. Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on them from head to toe and every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all by the fire of the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. Please burn them by the baptism of fire. Through the baptism of fire, please work. Let all the congregation receive the baptism of fire. That all the sinful natures and attributes could be cleansed off. All the untruth in the heart, which is not good, should be burned and cleansed. Father, since they were born, they grew up with sinful natures and attributes as they learn, as they see, as they saw, as they heard. Through books, many things in their hearts, evil have been planted. Those evil attributes grew strong and planted strong. To get it out, it cannot be done overnight. Because it was not planted overnight. It's been planted for many years. How could be planted out, how could be rooted out overnight? That's why they have to work hard. To stand on the rock and to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, they have to make an effort. Even though they make an effort, it doesn't happen overnight because their heart has been stained by evil and sin for so many years. It couldn't be cleansed off. It couldn't be changed overnight. So, even though they once in their heart, even though they receive baptism of fire once, cannot be done just overnight. But as they receive it over and over again, the sinful attributes and natures would be cleansed and they will be sanctified later on. They can. So please, bless them to receive baptism of fire tonight and tomorrow and the day after so they can have clean hearts and then eventually stand on the rock and come into Spirit. Let them have such clean hearts. Please work with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please work with the fire of the Holy Spirit and baptism of fire. Be cleansed. All the germs and viruses go away. Be burned by the baptism of fire and the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, please work on them. Please help them circumcise the heart. Let them circumcise it over and over again so that all those evil sinful natures and attributes, diseases would be burned and healed and cleansed off. Father, please work on them. Please work for them. Darkness go away. May the light come. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed and be burned. Be burned by the baptism of fire and be cleansed. Father, please bless them. Help them to circumcise their heart. Let them be sprinkled on their hearts. Let them say proudly that they are sinless. I have prayed long. I have listened to the word of God. I have changed. I thought I was sanctified because I am faithful to my duty. But why don't I stand on the rock? Why am I not sanctified? Why don't I have my measure of faith? Let them realize it correctly. They still have evil and such darkness in their hearts. They still have them. Let them realize it so that you know, they can burn it one by one. That's why I asked them to watch it. If they watch it, they will realize how evil they are, how much they break peace with others, how arrogant they are. They will realize it as they, what they see, what they hear, all by evil. You know, they will realize how good, you know, a person Shim Saimdang was. Even though she was persecuted a lot, she thought, acted only in goodness, and she eventually won victory and glorified God. She was even the highest woman in history of Korea. Please let our congregation set such example as they realize and while watching it. Even though they prayed a lot, they were faithful, they thought, you know, they were good, but why they, I hope them to realize why they don't have the measure of faith yet. They realize and learn it and change so that they can receive measure of faith. Father God, thank you. Please let them be healthy both in spirit and body. May the light come. All diseases and germs and go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy both in spirit and body. Father God, thank you. All those people who are watching and receiving this prayer on the other countries, bless them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.